This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My parents in the 1960s were both in the entertainment industry. My mother was a model and my father was a well-known actor. They were two of what you could call the beautiful people. But behind that beautiful exterior was a rather shoddy backstory that involved a lot of alcohol and a lot of drugs. Now, as a little girl of five, I remember praying every night. In fact, my mum said to me just a few days ago, "I was speaking with the family and we were wondering why you're such an extremist now." I said, "Oh, that's nice. What was the conclusion?" "Well, I brought it back to you always being a strange little girl who used to pray." She's partly right. I'm not an extremist, inshallah. But I did used to pray. And I remember being 5 years old and my grandmother taught me the Lord's Prayer. Now, the Lord's Prayer is a Christian prayer. It's actually made by Isa alayhi salam, as he submitted to the will of Allah before his disciples. So I used to make that prayer and then follow it with an appeal to the one God who ruled over everything. Because in a child's mind, faith is very simple. There's no buy one, get one free God. There's no buy one, get three free God. There's just ahad, just one. So I knew that in my life, my mother made a lot of decisions. My dad made a few. My grandfather made a few decisions. My grandmother made the most decisions. We were a matriarchal family. But above them all, who was running the outside world? Who was making the leaves grow on the trees? That wasn't my grandmother. Who was making the stars shine at night? Who was making the sun rise in the morning? That was the one God. And I used to pray so hard that I even remember one of my prayers. And it was this: "Dear God, please take my younger sister away. She's really horrible. But Allah is merciful and she's with us today, alhamdulillah." But I knew who to appeal to, and that carried me through my whole childhood. That absolute knowledge, that certainty that God was out there. And then come the teenage years, and they are a danger zone in every community, in every time. So my teenage years came, and with it, two things happened. First, the ego comes in. You become one of those youngsters who knows everything about everything. Who's got teenage children here? Right. Have you ever heard this phrase, "What do you know about anything?" My grandfather fought in the Second World War, five of the invasions of the Second World War. And I used to stand toe-to-toe to him when I was 15 going, "What do you know about life?" I think he knew quite a bit in hindsight. So the nafs come in, the ego comes in, and with that comes another catastrophe. Potentially the hormones come in. What a mess we get ourselves into. But if you add into my teenage years the fact that my friend's mum was giving us drugs, got kind of a toxic mix. I tried to hold on to my prayer, I did. But one night a friend from school, she came over to stay at my house. And as we were going to sleep, I put my hands together and started to pray. "Dear God, please bless mummy and daddy. Dear God." My friend started to snigger. That sound that only teenage girls make. "What are you doing?" she said. I said, "I'm praying." She said, "Who are you praying to? The big man on the cloud with a beard? Santa Claus?" Children are very practical. I tried to have an image of my head of what God looked like. If he was a man like my dad, my dad made mistakes. Did that mean God, the Father, could make mistakes? And actually, if God was on a cloud, why couldn't I see him on a rainy day? My faith began to melt away. How hard it is to hold on to that rope of iman, the rope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us ties us, that belief ties us to him and to safety. My hands started to slide off.